U.S. and European officials say Kosovo is the last major piece of unfinished business from the destructive 1990s Yugoslav Wars of Independence. 95% of Kosovo's population is ethnic Albanian, and most strongly favor independence, with Serbs comprising less than 5%. Serbia, with much of its religious and cultural heritage connected to Kosovo, opposes independence. Nicholas Pano, an American of Albanian descent, is a professor of European history at Western Illinois University. Mr. Pano says it will be exceedingly difficult to craft a solution acceptable to both Kosovar Albanians and Serbia, but he suggests that independence is inevitable.
I think that any settlement short of independence, and it may not be immediate independence, it could be a process leading to Kosovo's independence. I think that any settlement such as that is going to be unacceptable to the people of Kosovo, and I think even to some of the surrounding countries.
Professor Pano believes a settlement will probably have to be imposed, as the differences between Serbia and the Kosovo Albanians appear irreconcilable. That view is shared by Vladimir Matic, a Serbian-born professor of political science at Clemson University in South Carolina. He says the problem is that both Albanians and Serbs view Kosovo's settlement as a zero-sum game in which one side wins and the other loses.
Yes, of course. It will have to be imposed on both. What will have to be imposed on Serbia is the loss of sovereignty over Kosovo, whether right now or probably in a process gradually. And what will have to be imposed on Albanians is a return of the Serbs and protection and the rights of Serbs as a minority in Kosovo.
Late in the year, the United Nations Security Council named former Finnish President Martti Ahtisaari as its chief negotiator to determine Kosovo's final status. Negotiations begin in January and could continue all year. Also in 2006, Montenegro, the sparsely populated territory on the Adriatic Sea, is likely to decide whether to retain its loose link with Serbia. Montenegro's provincial government seeks full independence, and citizens will vote on independence in a referendum tentatively scheduled for mid-year. All of the nations in the Western Balkans wish to join the European Union. In mid-December, the European Union accepted Macedonia as a candidate for membership. EU Expansion Commissioner Ali Rehn says that decision is a political signal to the countries of the Western Balkans that the European Union will build ties with those states if they fulfill EU requirements. Historian Thomas Emmert, a Balkan specialist at Gustavus Adolphus College in Minnesota, says EU membership is the best way to assure stability in the Balkans.
The only word that's really operable for this whole region is integration. And particularly as we look at Europe as a whole, and anything that moves toward that integration is not only necessary but absolutely immediately important. I mean, we have to move towards integrating this region economically and politically into the greater European arena, and there is no other alternative.
Professor Emmert says a very positive development in 2005 was the acceptance of measures that will strengthen the weak central government in Bosnia-Herzegovina. The 1995 peace agreement that ended the conflict divided the country into a Muslim-Croat federation and a Serb republic, and gave far-reaching powers to local authorities, with a rotating three-man presidency representing each of the three ethnic groups.
There is, I think we are seeing serious efforts at resettlement of displaced wartime populations, which was not the case 3 or 4 years ago. There is certainly movement in the further integration of within Bosnia, of all parts of Bosnia.
However, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Serbia-Montenegro, and Croatia have been given notice that they will not be considered for membership in Western institutions until indicted war criminals are turned over to the UN tribunal in The Hague. In December, fugitive Croatian general Ante Gotovina was arrested in Spain and sent to The Hague. The two most wanted fugitives, former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic and his wartime military commander Ratko Mladic, remain at large. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.